Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Antya Leela 4. Sanatan Goswami visits Sriman Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. The fourth chapter is summarized by Bhaktivinod Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha as follows. Srila Sanatan Goswami came alone from Mathura to Jagannath Puri in order to see Lord Chaitanya. Because of bathing in bad water and not getting enough food every day while traveling on the path through the Jharikhanda forest, Sanatan developed a disease which made his body itch. Suffering greatly from this itching, Sanatan resolved that in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatan would throw himself under the wheel of Jagannath's car and in this way commit suicide. When Sanatan came to Jagannath Puri, he stayed under the care of Haridas Thakur for some time, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see Sanatan. Lord Chaitanya informed Sanatan Goswami about the death of his younger brother Anupama, who had great faith in the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sanatan Goswami, "Your decision to commit suicide is the result of the mode of ignorance, for one cannot get love of God simply by committing suicide. You have already dedicated your life and body to my service. Therefore, your body does not actually belong to you, and nor do you have any right to commit suicide. I have to execute many devotional services through your body. I want you to preach the cult of devotional service and go to Vrindavan to excavate the lost holy places." After having thus spoken, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, and Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami had many talks about this subject. One day, Sanatan Goswami was summoned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted Sanatan to come to Yameshwara Tota. Sanatan reached Lord Chaitanya through the path along the beach by the sea. When Sriman Mahaprabhu asked Sanatan which way he had come, Sanatan replied, "Many servitors of Lord Jagannath come and go on the path by the Singhadwar gate of the Jagannath temple. Therefore, I did not go by that path, but instead I went by the beach." However, Sanatan did not realize that there were burning blisters on his feet because of the heat of the sand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased to hear about Sanatan's great respect for the temple of Lord Sri Jagannath. Because his disease produced wet sores on his body, Sanatan used to avoid embracing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But nevertheless, Lord Chaitanya would embrace Sanatan by force, and this made Sanatan very unhappy. And therefore, Sanatan consulted Jagadananda Pandit about what he should do. Jagadananda advised Sanatan to return to Vrindavan after the Ratha Yatra Kar festival of Jagannath. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about this instruction, Lord Chaitanya chastised Jagadananda Pandit, reminding him that Sanatan Goswami was senior to him and also more learned. Sriman Mahaprabhu informed Sanatan Goswami that because Sanatan was a pure devotee, Lord Chaitanya was never inconvenienced by Sanatan's bodily condition. Because Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi, he did not consider one body to be better than another. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also informed Sanatan that Lord Chaitanya was maintaining Sanatan and the other devotees just like a father. Therefore, the moisture oozing from Sanatan's itching skin did not affect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at all. After speaking with Sanatan in this way, Lord Chaitanya again embraced Sanatan, and after this embrace, Sanatan became free from the disease. Sriman Mahaprabhu then ordered Sanatan Goswami to stay with him for that year. And the next year, after seeing the Ratha Yatra festival, Sanatan left Purushottama Kshetra and returned to Vrindavan. After meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Rupa Goswami also returned to Bengal, where Rupa remained for 1 year. Whatever money Rupa owned, Rupa distributed among his relatives, the brahmanas and the temples. In this way, Rupa completely retired and returned to Vrindavan to meet his brother Sanatan Goswami. After narrating these incidents, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has given a list of the main books of three Goswamis, namely Sanatan, Rupa, and Jiva. Vrindavanat punak praptam Sri Gaura Sri Sanatanam Dehapatad avansnehat Shuddham Chakri Parikshaya. When Sanatan Goswami returned from Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu affectionately saved Sanatan from his determination to commit suicide. And then, after testing Sanatan, Lord Chaitanya purified Sanatan's body. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded November 15, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.